This week, the conflict between the US and Iran has been escalating again, and it's casting doubt on a fragile ceasefire between the two sides. It started when Iran downed an American military helicopter near the Strait of Hormuz. It prompted retaliation from the US and then more retaliation from Iran. US Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has this warning for Tehran.
They're choosing to play games. They're choosing to tap. If they want to tap, then the president will turn to the War Department. If we need to negotiate with bombs, we'll negotiate with bombs. And we're very good at it.
So with things seemingly ramping up, are we set for an all-out war? Elliot Abrams was the special representative to Iran and Venezuela in the first Trump administration and supervised Middle East policy during the Bush presidency. He doesn't think so, but with a caveat.
I think that what Trump has in mind, at least for now, is this day or two of strikes and then maybe try negotiating again. But there are two buts there. One, you know, what if there's another week of negotiating or two or three and there's no progress? Or if Iranians kill an American. That's something that would lead Trump, I think, to elevate the level of conflict.
If the war doesn't come to an end soon, and if things get worse, what does it mean for Australia? When the conflict broke out in February, the Iranian regime closed the Strait of Hormuz, a crucial shipping lane through which a fifth of the world's oil and gas used to transit. Oil prices shot up, and that triggered a bit of panic buying here at home. That prompted the federal government to act, first by halving the fuel excise, the tax we pay on petrol at the bowser, which cut about 26 cents per litre. That excise discount is supposed to finish at the end of the month, but Prime Minister Anthony Albanese hasn't ruled out extending it.
We're very conscious about the pressures that are on people.
The government's also been boosting petrol stocks. It's secured supply from alternative sources such as Canada, the US and Mexico, places where we usually wouldn't buy oil from. Before the latest escalation in the conflict, there was hope a deal between the US and Iran would include the reopening of the strait, but right now it's still mostly closed. That means higher fuel prices for longer. Economists expect fuel prices will reach the low $2 mark if the federal government's fuel excise discount expires as planned at the end of June. Dr. Luke Hartigan from the University of Sydney says if the conflict resumes, that could have flow-on effects for the whole economy, including higher inflation and in turn the possibility that the Reserve Bank lifts interest rates again.
If oil prices stay high, what it does is it flows through to automotive fuel, so that's petrol, and then it has second-round effects on fuel, food and groceries and new construction and durable goods. So those get increased because of transportation costs, and then that ripples through the economy.
But experts warn it's very hard to forecast what will happen, especially given that one of the major players in all this is US President Donald Trump, who's notoriously unpredictable.